我们仍然打开以赛亚
第九章。
Continue to turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
我不晓得是不是每一个人都有今天的节目单。
I don't know if you are, if you have the bulletin.
若是没有，请你们举手，那个招待的人可以给你们。
If you don't have it, the just raise your hand. The usher will bring it.
我希望每一个人都有。
I hope that everyone will have one.
我也希望每一个人手里都有圣经。
I also hope that everyone will have a Bible.
若是没有，请那个招待的也给你们圣经。
If you don't have the Bible, the usher will also give you the Bible.
现在我们再一起看以赛亚第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
刚刚五号弟兄已经替我带着我们念了。
And earlier, Brother Howe had led us in reading.
刚才我想我们就念一节。
We'll just read one verse now.
希望这一节的圣经能够让我们熟念。
Hope that we will be familiar with this verse.
最好能够背下来。
The best thing is to be able to memorize it.
放在我们的心里。
To put it in our heart.
希望能够成了我们生命中的一个真正的在生命上给我们一个步骤。
And it will become a procedure in our life.
在我的纲要里面，今天的主要的题目乃是弥赛亚君王的名称。
And in the outline, I have the theme that the names of the Messiah King.
我就是用这一节的圣经的里面，我们看到九位弥赛亚，九位的婴孩，他的名称是什么？
And from this verse, I can see that what are the names of this child, this king?
在这里有四个名称。
There are four names in here.
有的是说到五个名称。
And some will say that there are five.
但是在启示一本的里面是把奇妙跟确实连起来。
But in this translation, that they put the wonderful and the counselor, they put it together.
所以第一个就是奇妙确实。
So the first name is the Wonderful Counselor.
第二个他的名称是全能的神。
The second one is the Almighty God.
第三个是永在的父。
And then the Everlasting Father.
第四是和平的君。
And the fourth name is the Prince of Peace.
我在每一段的里面都有很多的圣经节。
And in each outline, I have many verses from the Bible.
我就盼望用圣经来解释圣经。
I want to use the Bible to explain the Bible.
但是可能今天的时间不够。
But maybe the time is not enough today.
但是我就留给弟兄姊妹。
But I want to leave this with you, brothers and sisters.
若是你们有心愿意更多的了解。
If you want to understand this more.
希望你们带回去的时候好好读每一节的圣经。
As you take it home, that you read each one of these verses.
都跟哪一段的名称有切实的关系。
And it's closely related to all these names.
这里是讲到四点。
And it's talking about four points.
或者我可以说四个柱子。
Or maybe four pillars.
那早上我三点起来的时候
，and as I got up earlier this morning，
我里面有一个感动
，I have a spirit moving on。
我就觉得再加三点
，I want to add three more points。
所以三点不在这里节目单的里面
，those three points are not in this outline。
这里三加四就等于七
，so if you add three to the fourth, that's seven。
在我的生命的里面，我希望能够成了一个七根的柱子。
In my life, I wanted to become seven pillars.
来建造里面的房屋。
To build this house inside of me.
也就是说，圣灵神在我的心里所建造的。
And that's what God is building in my life.
我不是来解释说智慧建造房屋用七根柱子。
I'm not here to explain the wisdom is building the seven pillars.
我来自刚刚的有七个句子。
But somehow there are seven pillars here.
这七个句子的里面，希望能够成了我里面的建造。
And this seven verses quotes will become my building.
所以我们再读第六节。
So if we read from verse 6,
我用中文读。
I'll read in Chinese.
弟兄姊妹读中文的跟我一起读。
Those who read the Chinese can follow me.
读英文的就跟 Emil 弟兄一起读。
And if you read the English, you can follow Emil.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，远在的父，和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
在这一节的圣经里面有七个小句子。
In this verse, there are seven little verses.
所以我就分成七段。
So I separate into seven
一个就是有一婴孩为我们而生。
The first one is there's a child that was born.
第二个就是有一子赐给我们。
And then to us a son is given.
第三小句就是政权必担在他的肩头上。
Thirdly, the government will be on his shoulder.
第四个就是他的名称为奇妙测试。
The fourth is the name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
第五个全能的神。
Fifthly, Mighty God,
远在的父,
Everlasting Father,
和平的君,
Prince of Peace.
那在我的早上, 心, 内心的里面有一点的计划。
In the, this morning, I have a little plan.
我是写到七段, 我每一段用五分钟讲。
There's seven sessions, I want to use 5 minutes per session.
那就是要七个五分钟。
So the 7 or 5 minutes.
那就需要三四五分钟。
So that's 35 minutes.
我已经讲了10分钟了。
I already spent 10 minutes.
所以还需要45分钟。
So I need 45 minutes total.
那我想我会这个现在没有办法控制时间非常的严密。
So I cannot be very strict in managing my time here.
但是那个钟也坏掉了。
And the clock is broken there.
所以我必须要看我的表。
So I would have to use my watch.
所以若是我超过的时候。
So if I've gone beyond my time.
我一个超过五分钟。
Either over 5 minutes.
那要超过一个多钟头。
Maybe an over an hour.
但是希望我们恳求圣灵借着很简单的话叫我们能够明白他深奥的启示。
So we ask the Spirit that He will reveal to us even with this simple revelation.
前一个主日我们讲到兆头。
And last Sunday we talked about a sign.
这个兆头就是记号。
And that sign is a mark.
这个记号，这个兆头是神迹。
And it's a miracle.
这个兆头也可以说是预言。
And that sign is also a prophecy.
这个兆头也可以说是神的应许。
And also a promise of God.
这个兆头是什么呢？
So what is this sign?
以赛亚就告诉亚哈斯说。
And Isaiah told Ahab.
也是告诉当时的犹大的国家的人民。
Really is telling the Israelites that.
也是告诉我们历代的圣徒。
And also to all the saints in all generations.
凡是愿意真正的追求神应许的人。
And all those who's willing to pursue after God.
这就是我们的应许。
And this is our promise.
他说必有一婴孩，必有童女怀孕生子。
He said there will be a virgin to give birth to a child.
人要给他起名叫以马内利。
You have to give him the name Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与人同在的意思。
Emmanuel means that God is with us.
那今天我们不再温习兆头。
And today we will not review the sign.
今天这一节的圣经，以赛亚第九章第六节是说到神给我们的礼物。
And this verse, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 is the gift that God is giving us.
这个礼物的里面有七个小礼物。
In this gift, there are seven little gifts inside.
包在这个礼物的里面。
And closed in this bigger gift.
所以希望每一个人今天都能够得到这个神给我们美好的礼物。
So I hope that everyone will get this wonderful gift from God today.
也希望这个礼物能够存在我们的心里。
And this gift will be dwelling in our hearts.
我们把神的话吃进去。
and we will eat the word of God.
吃了我们的属灵的生命的粮食,
to become the bread of life for us.
第一个说,婴儿为我们而生,
the first is there will be a child is born.
这个婴孩乃是普通的婴孩,
and this child is a normal child.
跟你我神给我们的像刚刚诞生的婴孩一样的,
just like a child that was born today.
因为天使哪一个晚上就跟牧羊的人报没大喜的信息,
as the angels proclaiming the good news to the shepherds.
他说我报给你们一个大喜的信息,
I said I gave you great news.
是关乎万民的,
concerning all the world.
因为有一个婴孩孕妇包起来,
because there's a child that was born wrapped in cloth,
放在马槽里,
and put into the manger,
那就是记号了,
and that is your sign.
这个记号跟哪个照出一个字,
and this sign and that the word here is the same
希伯来文的字,
one is in Hebrew,
一个是希腊文的字,
the other one is in Greek,
但是这两个字是一样的,
but they are the same word.
这个婴孩就是神所应许的以马内利,
and this child was the promised Emmanuel from God.
这个婴孩天使告诉玛利亚跟约瑟说你生下来要给起名叫耶稣,
and this is the child that when the angels revealed to Joseph and Mary,
耶稣的意思他要救自己的百姓从罪恶里出来,
using the name Jesus, that is to save his people from sin.
这是神给我们的礼物,
and this is a gift from God.
以马内利,
Emmanuel,
耶稣,
Jesus,
基督,
Christ.
但是他给你我一样的成了人的样式,
that he become a man like you and I.
不但成了人的样式,
not only become a man like you
and I, 他也是成了奴仆的样子,
in the likeness of also a servant.
他谦卑自己,
he humbled himself,
来到地上,
to come onto this earth,
做神的奴仆,
to become the slave,
也做你我的奴仆,
to become the slave of you and I.
他乃是要服侍
你我, in order to serve you and I,
好让把福音传扬给我们,
so he will give us the good news.
所以他成了人间的贫穷,
so he become poor in this world.
这是哥林多后书第八章第九节说,
in Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, Paul said,
我们知道耶稣基督的恩典,
he said, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他本是富足,
he was rich before,
却为你我成了贫穷,
but he became poor for us.
好让我们原来是贫穷的,
even though we were poor before,
能够成了富足,
that we will become rich.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们能够站在这样的地位,
brothers and sisters, we can stand in this position,
我们实在是一个富足的人,
today, that we are a rich person.
我们不是求世界上的富足,
we're not asking for the riches of the world.
也不是求世界上的名望,
we're not asking for
reputation
in the world. But the grace of God was given to us,
因为他的儿子耶稣基督给我们,
and this our Lord Jesus Christ was given to us.
他乃是叫我们得着的丰富, 得罪了富足,
so that we can have the abundance and
riches. 我们不但可以应信得罪了他的生命,
not only that we can receive his life by faith,
并且他应许我们,
and he also promised
我们的可以得罪了更丰盛,
that we will have more abundant life.
这是第一句婴孩的意思,
that's the meaning of the first the child is born.
第二个他说, 有一子赐给我们,
secondly, there is the son is given.
这个婴孩跟哪一个子不一样?
The child and the son is different.
这个婴孩乃是圣灵感恩玛利亚生了一个小婴孩,
a child that was moved by the Spirit so that it was born of Mary.
但是他不但是一个小婴孩,
but not only he is a little child,
他乃是神的儿子,
he is the son of God.
神把他的儿子赐给了我们,
God gave us his only son.
神不吝啬,
he was not frugal.
他都把他的儿子给我们舍了,
he gave his sons and died for us.
岂不把万物白白的赐给我们吗?
Wouldn't he give us all things in this world?
这一个儿子,
then this son,
他乃是道成了肉身,
that he had be incarnated.
所以我们在约翰福音第一章第14节第18节,
so that's why in John 1 chapter 14 and 18,
我们可以看到有两次的说到神的独生的儿子,
And twice it's talked about God's one and only Son.
约翰福音第一章14节说,
and John chapter 1 verse 14
道成了肉身,
the Word became flesh.
道就是神,
and the Word is God.
道成了肉身住在我们里面,
and that was dwelling among us.
他说,充充满满有恩典有真理,
full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光,
it's the glory of the one and only.
在这里我们看到这位神给我们的独生的儿子,
here we can see that the only Son of God,
他必须成了人的样子,
he must become the likeness of man.
这就是道成肉身,
that is the Word became
flesh. 他在人间支搭帐篷,
that he dwelt on this earth.
并且我们看见他的荣光,
and we have seen his glory,
正是父独生子的荣光,
as the glory of our Father.
以后到了18节, 使徒约翰更进一步地说,
and then when we come to verse 18,
他说, 从来没有人看见过神,
he said no one has ever seen God,
唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来,
but only the God, one and only that we will reveal.
这里又告诉我们神的独生的儿子,
he again tells about the only Son of God,
来到世界,
to come onto this earth,
是神给我们的最宝贵的礼物,
and the most precious gift that was
given to us, 让我们在他的身上我们可以看见神,
so we can see God through him.
因为神一切的知识丰富都在基督的里面存着,
because all knowledge and abundance is included in him.
我们感谢神的恩典,
we thank the grace of God.
祂不单道成了肉身住在我们中间,
not only he became flesh and dwelt among us,
祂并且成了你我一样的有血肉的人,
he became flesh just like you and I.
希伯来书第2章14节,
in Hebrew chapter 2 verse
希伯来书的作者这样的了解这位的耶稣,
and he, that's his understanding of this,
他来到地上的目的,
the purpose he came to this earth.
他说儿女既有血肉之体,
he said the children have this flesh,
所以他也成了血肉之体,
and he also became flesh,
借着死,
through death,
这个死呢是钉在十字架上,
this death was on the cross,
流出来的宝血,
and through the blood that was shed,
他不但死,
not only he died,
他是为你我受了咒诅,
that he was cursed because of you and I,
为你我的罪受尽一切的痛苦,
that he had suffered all pain because of our sin,
他流出来的宝血,
and all the blood that was shed,
成了立约的记号,
become the sign of the
covenant, 这个宝血赦免我们的罪,
and this blood had forgiven our sin,
这个宝血叫我们与神能够和好,
and this blood had reconciled us,
这个宝血也能够败坏撒旦一切的作为,
and to destroy the work of Satan.
所以说他也有血肉之体,
so he also had the flesh,
借着死,
through death,
这个死就是他钉在十字架上,
and this death is he was nailed on the cross,
败坏那掌死权的魔鬼,
that he had overcome the Satan who have authority over death,
并且要释放一生怕死而为奴仆的人,
and free all those who are slaves because of death.
我们的主耶稣来到地上,
and our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
他必须付上代价,
he must pay this cost.
他必须要死在十字架上,
he must die on the cross.
不但对神成了和平,
not only become peace before God,
他对撒旦是一个得胜的君王,
he also had victory as a king.
他在你我的身上也成就了和平,
and become peace for you and I.
我们不但与人和平,
not only we have peace with other people,
我们不但与人和睦,
and have be reconciled to other people, and also be reconciled with ourselves.
若是一个人他一直的跟人不和,
and if a person is not at peace with others,
或者他自己常常自己跟自己过不去,
and not at peace with himself,
我想这不是一个真正得救了耶稣宝血的捷径,
and then it's not really saved by the blood of the
Lord Jesus Christ.
He's not truly receiving the life of our Lord Jesus.
因为福音乃是一个和平的福音,
because the good news is the good news of
这个生命乃是一个和平的生命,
peace. The life is the life of peace,
并且是丰盛的生命,
and it's an abundant life.
现在我们看到第三句,
and the first sentence,
他说政权必担在他的肩头上,
it says the government will be on his shoulder.
他不但神给我们这个礼物
，Not only God gives us this gift，
他不但为我们而生
，Not only that He was born for us，
他不但为我们而死
，Not only He was died，
他不但为我们从死里复活
，Not only that He resurrected for us，
他不但升天坐在父神的右边替你我祷告
，Not only that He was ascended to heaven seated on the right side to pray for us。That he will come back again. He will build his kingdom. Even though it's not fulfilled yet, now, but the one who is truly saved, the one who has truly received Jesus Christ, to become our King and our Lord, he will enjoy the authority in the kingdom of God. He will receive the blessing in the kingdom. Because this Jesus, because that government will be on his shoulder, he will carry that authority. And we were thinking, as leader, they want to do whatever they can. And if they want to be the king, it will be good. But we all will be kings with our Lord Jesus Christ. If we have our Lord Jesus dwelling in our hearts, then we will be king in the heavenly kingdom. And this king is not just do whatever they
do. 这个做完的人真正来是好像政权要担在我们主的耶稣的身上。
But rather it's like this burden of the government will be on the
shoulders. 我们若是成了神的仆人,
if we become the servant of God,
我们若是要真正的侍奉神,
if we want to really serve God,
神也把这样的权柄放在我们的肩膀上,
and God will put on our shoulders this authority.
我们不是说随着我自己的能干去做事,
we are not doing it because of our own talent.
不是按照我自己的 知识去做事,
not according to our own knowledge,
按照世界的方法来做事,
according to the methods of the world,
我们乃是把神所付托的放在我们的肩膀上,
that we just put the, on our shoulder what God has
entrusted
us. And it's not like we are being overburdened.
不解一个压在他的身上,
and those will be heavily burdened on the person.
我们特别看到启示录第19章,
especially we see in Revelation chapter 19. And the name of the king was written on his body and his leg. He is the King of Kings. And using the fire from his mouth, he had the victory. And the words, the sword that come out from the mouth is the word of God. And he does not use the sword. But he used his own word. Brothers and sisters, we are co-king with our Lord. We're not relying on our authority and wisdom. But by the words of God. To overcome many difficulties. And later on we see that he used the iron scepter to rule over them. And this scepter is in the original text is one word. We're thinking that I am the elder. If you don't listen to me, I will get rid of you. Because I have this iron scepter in my hand. But God, what God had entrusted us, is the scepter from the shepherd. So I was thinking the best politics. I don't like politics at all. But then in the Bible, it's the politics of the shepherd. Not through the method of man. Not through the authority in the world. But by the life that was in us.
我真正是用于牧养去羊群。
I want to shepherd this whole flock.
好像那在伯利恒的野地里的牧养的人一样。
Just like the shepherds in Bethlehem, the field of Bethlehem.
夜间看守羊群。
And during the night, they were watching over the
sheep. 特别在黑暗的时候。
Especially in the darkness.
特别在困难的时候。
Especially in difficulties.
我们需要牧养他们。
We need to shepherd them.
带领他们。
To lead them.
他是王。
He is king.
他生下来就是王。
He is born as a king.
所以东方的几个的博士来到耶路撒冷。
So there's this wise man coming from the east.
就问耶路撒冷的人说,
to ask the people of Jerusalem.
他说那生下来是犹太人的王在哪里?
He said, who was the one who's born as king?
我们看见他的心特来拜他。
We saw his star, want to come here to worship him.
听见这样的事情,
when King Herod
还有另外一个王出来,
there's another king that come out.
所以说召集了文士和长老们。
So he called all the wise men.
就问他们说,
where would this Christ be born?
他们很快的就回答说, 基督要生在犹大的伯利恒。
And they quickly answered them, he will be born in Bethlehem.
因为先知弥赛亚已经预言。
Because Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah had already prophesied this. He is king.
他是万王之王。
He is the king of kings.
希伯来书的作者这样的赞美。 神的儿子独生子说,
in Hebrews, this author praised the only Son of God.
在第一章希伯来书第一章第八节第九节,
in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8 and 9,
他说神啊你的宝座是永远永远的,
he said, God, your throne is forever and ever,
你的过程是正直的,
and your scepter is forever,
你喜爱公义, 你恨恶罪哦,
you love righteousness, you hate wickedness,
所以神必称为你的神。
So therefore God will be your God. And then you have anointed oil of joy. Above all other companions. That's such a wonderful song. And this word is always in my heart. And at night it will come out. Sometimes even when I was dreaming, I was praising God. Because God had given us joy. It's really great joy. The peace that He gave me is not the world. Because in Him we have peace. Even though there is difficulty and
trial,
yes, I have tears.
我有病痛,
I have sickness.
但愿我能够在眼泪的里面赞美神,
but in tears, I can give praise to God. That in my despair, I can praise
我在病痛的里面也可以赞美神,
God. In my sickness, I can praise God.
因为我知道一切都在他的手中,
because I know everything is in His hands. He has sovereignty over all.
我只有完全的顺服他,
I can be only be obedient to Him. In Him, I can enjoy the blessing that He will be giving. So I have true fulfillment and joy. Now, we can look at the outline. There are four names. And first is the one, the Almighty God. We are not saying that the Heavenly Father is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. Yes, He is also the Almighty God. And this word is very meaningful. When God had the covenant with Abraham, in Genesis chapter 17,
第一节,
verse
1, 他向亚伯拉罕显现,
He revealed to Abraham.
他就说,
He said, I am the God Almighty.
你要在我的面前做完全的人,
you have to walk before me as blameless.
我想这一个完全不是说,
I don't think that means that Abraham had no sin.
这个完全乃是说到他要在神的面前一信得着的所称许的。
And then he will be before God and to have this faith to be praised. That he will be justified by faith. By faith that he become the father of all nations. also become the father of those of us who have the faith. And this Almighty God. In Hebrew is the word El Shaddai.
El Shaddai 是一个特别有一个意思。
And El Shaddai has special meaning.
他是说好像神是一个很大的胸怀。
And then it's like God had the great bosom.
也可以说神是有很大很大的乳房。
And have the big
乳房。
A big breast.
他是真正的让我们可以躺在他的怀抱的里面。
That we can lay in his bosom.
他可以用他的来喂养我们。
That he can feed us.
我们也可以在他的里面得着温暖，得着了真正的保证。
So we can receive the warmth and guarantee.
所以常常跟L放在一起。
So every time it's put together with the word L. And remember when I studied Hebrew,
我的教授是一个加拿大的, 但是没,
没, my professor is from Canada,
McMillan.
Dr. McMillan. And I forgot most of the words.
他就常常说L缺的L缺的。
But he always say El Shaddai, El Shaddai.
这个L缺的常常跟L放在一起。
And it put together with the word L.
所以合起来就是全能的神。
And when you put it together, it's the mighty God.
他是全能的神。
He is the almighty God.
这个婴孩,
and this
child
is the almighty God.
在启示录第一章第八节。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 8,
我们的主说我是Alpha，我是Omega。
Our Lord said, I am Alpha and Omega.
那意思是我是初，我是终。
What it is I'm the beginning, I'm also the end.
我是昔在、今在、以后、远在的全能者。
I am the God who is, who was, who is, who is to come. You have to realize this.
我所信的也是是谁？
Who the Jesus I believe?
我所信的也是就是跟菩萨一样。
Is that just like a Buddha?
我有病的时候求他医治我。
And when I'm sick, I just ask him for healing.
我没有工作的时候求他给我工作。
If I don't have a job, ask him for a job.
不,
no.
我们所信的主。
The Lord we believe.
我们所信的这位耶稣。
This Jesus we believe.
他实在是在我一生的当中，我觉得是可信的。
And that He's one who I can trust in my life. Even though I have weakness.
但是在这六七十年以来,
but in this 60-70 years,
我不能够离开他,
I cannot leave him.
他并没有离开我,
and he did not leave me.
他是听祷告的主,
he is one who listened to our prayer.
他是开始, 他也是结束,
and he is the beginning, he is also the
他是无始无终的,
end. He has no beginning, no end.
他是昔在, 今在, 以后, 远在的全能者。
He is the Almighty God from what is and is to come.
在这里就用到全能的意思。
And he is talking about the mighty.
我只有在他的里面。
Only in him.
他是永远永远做我的主。
He will become my Lord forever.
永远永远做我的供应者。
To be my provider forever.
让我能够享受我一生的日子。
So I can enjoy the days of my life.
第五句话。
The fifth.
哦，对不起，我漏过一个奇妙测试。
Sorry, I forgot about the wonderful counselor.
应该是奇妙测试。
And that's wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
He is, and then Almighty God.
那我们已经看到第四节是全能的神。
And we have seen the Almighty God.
我们就反过来要看奇妙测试。
Let's come back and look at the wonderful counselor.
他真是奇妙。
He is wonderful.
我们只有一句用这个奇妙两个字来形容他的作为。
And the word wonderful will describe his work.
我们也常常用这个荣耀来表明他的作为。
Sometimes we use the word glory to represent his work.
你说他给我们的福音不是很奇妙吗？
Don't you think the gospel that was given to us is wonderful?
他给我们的救赎钉在十字架上，世人看为软弱的，成了我们的救赎。
And thus the redemption he given us, the people see us weak. Isn't that wonderful?
我们今天能够在不同的地方，能够聚集在一个地方，同心的合一的来赞美神、敬拜神，这不是奇妙吗？
Today we can be from different places, but gather at this one place to worship God. Isn't that wonderful? Because he's a wonderful Lord.
他是奇妙的君王,
he's a wonderful King.
他也是奇妙的救主,
and he's a wonderful Savior.
我们若是看到四世纪有一个在第十三章的里面有一个人名叫马诺亚,
and remember in Judges there's this person called
马诺亚的妻子不会生育,
and his wife cannot have children.
所以有一天耶和华的使者就向他显现,
so one day the servant of God revealed to him,
就应许马诺亚的妻子说, 你要生一个儿子,
the promise of the wife that you will have a son,
清酒浓酒都不能喝,
and you cannot touch any wine,
也不能够剪头发,
cannot cut your hair,
那就是说要做拿细耳的,
and that is to say to become a
Nazirite,拿细耳的意思就是要分别为圣,
and that is to be separated to be holy.
他跟世俗断绝,
he will be separated from the world.
他完全要成了一个侍奉神的人,
to become a servant of God only.
这个耶和华的使者走了,
so and then this angel,
是马诺亚的妻子就告诉她的丈夫马诺亚,
and this wife Manoah told her husband, the servant of God came to me.
他就跟我说要生一个儿子,
he said that I will have a son.
要叫这个儿子成了拿细耳,
and he will be a Nazirite.
所以马诺亚就祷告,
so and Manoah was praying.
他求神再给他, 请他这个耶和华的使者再向他显现,
and then he asked the servant to reveal to
him again.
So the second time, and he revealed to him.
所以马诺亚就服服地敬拜他,
so and Manoah was worshipping him.
他就问他说, 你的名字是什么?
He asked him, what is your name?
结果耶和华的使者就回答他说,
and the servant of God and answered him,
我的名字是奇妙奇妙,
and he said, my name is wonderful, wonderful.
结果耶和华的使者,
and this servant of God,
常常向神的儿女显现,
and always revealed to the children of God.
虽然他还没有道成肉身,
even though he had not become flesh yet,
他只在属灵的里面向人显现,
but he'd be revealing to people in spirit.
这就是耶和华的使者,
and this is the servant of God.
这就是神的独生子,
and this is the only son of God.
到了时候他道成的肉身,
as the due time that he becomes
flesh,
to become people like you and I,
让我们可以认识他,
so that we can know him,
我们更多的能够享受他,
and we can enjoy him more,
我们也更多的能够得着他,
and we can receive him more.
所以他是奇妙的主,
so he is the wonderful Lord.
他是奇妙确实,
he is the wonderful counselor.
他知道一切,
he knows everything.
神一切的知识和智慧都在他的里面存着,
all knowledge and wisdom is in him.
他知道一切,
he knows everything.
我们缺乏智慧,
we lack wisdom.
我们常常做事有时候就常常失败,
and many times we fail in what we do,
因着我们没有智慧,
because we do not have wisdom.
但是结尾的主乃是确实,
but this Lord, he's the counselor.
他乃是奇妙的确实,
and a wonderful counselor.
让我们常常地来到他的面前,
so we can come to him always.
让我们谦卑的人来到他的面前,
to humble ourselves to come to him.
我们很多事情不知道,
many things we do not know.
我们的思想很有限,
we are very limited in our thoughts.
并且我们有时想太多, 我们就乱了,
many times when we think too much,
让我们能够进到他的智慧的里面,
so we can enter into his wisdom.
让他存在我们的心里,
for him to dwell in our heart.
I know
that a person who truly loves God,
他一定是一个很有智慧的人,
he must be wise.
我不是说到我自己,
I'm not talking about myself.
真正我们去观察的时候,
but if we observe,
一个单纯热心, 真正清心爱主的人,
one who is pure in his love for God,
他一定是一个有智慧的人,
he must be a wise person.
这个智慧不是他的学历有多高多大,
the wisdom does not depend how much education he has, because this wonderful counselor is dwelling in his heart.
我们可以在真理的里面,
In truth, that we can always consult him.
他会赐给我们属天的智慧,
he will give us the wisdom from heaven.
属灵的智慧,
spiritual wisdom.
我看见有很多的老弟和老姊妹,
I saw a lot of old elderly brothers and sisters. Even though he may not know a word. But his pure heart for God.
他以后成了一个非常有智慧的。
He becomes a very wise person.
因为神若以把他的智慧, 他的儿子赐给了我们,
because God is willing to give us his wisdom, his son, to us.
第六个人在的父,
the sixth is everlasting father.
在这里我可能要多用一点时间,
I may have to use a little bit more time here.
我想可能我没有办法在我的限制的时间很 严密地守住我的时间,
I don't think I can keep to my time strictly today.
但是我希望12点以前能够结束,
but I hope to finish before.
这个以下的父, 我们常常就有很多的问题,
and the everlasting father, we have many questions on that. But I will tell you
ahead of time. 这个远在的父的意思不是说到圣父圣子的关系,
and this is not talking about the Holy Father or Holy Son.
这个人在的父乃是说到我们与基督的关系,
it's talking about relationship of our relationship.
我们在他的救恩的里面,
in his salvation.
我们在他的福音的里面,
in his good news.
我们在他的生命的里面,
and in his life.
他生了用真道生了我们,
we were born in his truth.
他借着圣灵生了我们,
through the Holy Spirit,
he us,
so that we become his children.
现在他是我们远在的父,
now he is our everlasting father.
好,
I'll just use a few verses here.
我们来看,
let's see
圣经的里面,
what does the Bible say?
我们称人为父,
how we, why, when we call our
一个我刚刚提到,
father. First, I have mentioned already,
亚伯拉罕应作信,
Abraham by faith,
他就称义,
that he was justified.
他也成了我们因信称义人的父,
and also become the father or we are justified by faith.
但是亚伯拉罕不是远在的父,
but Abraham is not the everlasting father.
亚伯拉罕就是信心的父,
he is the father of faith.
第二个我们看见保罗,
second we see Paul.
保罗常常给提摩太, 称提摩太为儿子,
and Paul always called Timothy as his son.
他称提多为儿子,
Titus as his son.
所以他是提摩太属灵的父亲,
so he's the spiritual father of Timothy.
他是提多的属灵的父亲,
spiritual father of Titus.
但是保罗不是远在的父, 永远可以活着,
but Paul is not the everlasting father that he lived forever.
他乃是在福音上成了提摩太的父亲,
in gospel he became the father of Timothy.
在属灵上成了提多的 父亲,
in spirit, he became father of Titus.
在哥林多前书第四章,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
在这里, 保罗就说了,
and here Paul said a few verses here.
哥林多前书第四章,
1 Corinthians chapter 4,
这也是太宝贵的话语,
very precious word.
在15节这里面, 保罗说, 你们学基督的,
and in verse 15 it said that you're learning from Christ.
我们现在都在学基督,
we are all learning from Christ today.
但是学基督, 我们需要人带领,
but we need somebody to lead us.
前面的长老, 前面的弟兄, 属灵的弟兄来带领我们,
the elders and the spiritual elders to lead us.
那保罗怎么说呢? 他说你们学基督的, 师父是有一望,
he said though you are learning from Christ, there are 10,000 guardians. And many people want to be guardians.
哎呀, 我就常常去看很多的朋友的时候,
many times when I went to see friends,
特别很多的这个, 亲戚, 特别更很亲的亲戚,
especially those close relatives.
我想我到洛杉矶到圣地亚哥去的时候,
when I went to Los Angeles and San Diego,
我的亲家很关心我,
and my in-law is very concerned
哎呀,
for
他就说啊,
me.
你要走路啊,
He said, you have to walk a lot. You have to eat the fruits every day. How to keep your body healthy. And that is the guardian.
It,
many people want to be. And you have a news that you want to pass it on. And people want others to listen to me. And we think that we have a method. There may be 10,000 guardians. But not many fathers. Not many as fathers. There are many people who can teach the method. Today, if you just take up the computer, it can become your guardian. But to be the father, there are not many. We need people to lead. We need to shepherd them. We need to understand
them.
It's not easy to be a father. I think there are many parents.
你就知道做师父的容易.
It's easier to be just a guardian.
有很多人,
there are many
people. 都愿意告诉你一些小孩子生下来要怎么样去保养, 去看顾.
They will tell you after you give birth to a child how to give them healthy.
但是真正做父亲的,
but to be truly the father,
只有真的父亲,
only the true father,
他才是父亲.
He is the father.
感谢神祝福他的话.
May God bless His word to you.
我们人间上称人为父,
we are called to be fathers.
何况我们在天上的主,
how much more our Heavenly Father?
他是昔在今在以后永在的全能主,
He's the Almighty God who was, who is, and who is to come.
他是成了你我在福音上、生命上、恩典上的永在的父。
He becomes the everlasting Father for our in the gospel for us.
我想,
I don't think I can dwell on this.
最后乃是,
finally, he's the Prince of Peace. He wants to build his kingdom of peace. So that you and I can have peace.
他是和平的王.
He is the peaceful king.
所以希伯来书的作者,
so the author of Hebrew,
他常常的这样的说道, 论到子, 论到儿子, 论到神的独生子说,
and when he talked about the Son, the only Son of God,
他说神啊, 你的宝座是永远的,
he said, God, your throne is forever.
他称乃为来地上的基督,
he called the Christ who have came to, who have
他说,
come to this earth.
你是神,
you are God.
你的宝座是永远的,
your throne is forever.
你的过程是正直的,
and your scepter is forever. You love righteousness, you hate wickedness. So God will be called your God.
耶许若有高你,
may you be anointed with your oil and joy above all your companions.
他在十字架上建立了神与人的和平,
from on the cross he had built the peace between man and God.
他在十字架上也 建造了人与人的和平,
and also with the cross, he had built the peace between men.
他在十字架上也建造了我们自己和自己的和平,
he also built the peace among ourselves from the cross.
他的目的乃是要建立他和平的国度,
his purpose is to build this kingdom of peace.
因为他是和平的君王,
because he's the Prince of Peace.
当天使报天君报佳音的时候,
when the angels proclaiming the good news,
有一句话非常的重要,
there's a verse that's very, very important.
他说在上荣耀归给真神,
it said for glory given to God in heaven,
在地上平安归给他是喜悦的人,
but the peace will go to the man whom
people
will rest. Brothers and sisters, the gospel we're preaching today,
乃是和平的福音,
it's the gospel
of peace.
I'm not talking about the peace in politics.
乃是神与人和好的福音.
It's the God reconciled with
乃是叫我们人与人和好的福音.
That we be reconciled between
乃是我们自己给自己和平的福音.
ourselves. And that we are reconciled within us.
当他从死里复活的时候,
as he was raised from death,
他向门徒显现,
He revealed himself to the disciples.
第一句话给他们说，愿你们平安。
The first thing he said is, peace be with you.
以后又再说，愿你们平安。
And he continued to say, peace be with you.
在约翰福音14章的里面告诉我们说,
In John 14, it tells us,
他说我赐给你们的平安。
He said, the peace I leave
with you.
It's not a peace that the world can give.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要担心。
So do not let your heart be troubled. And in John 16, verse
13,
he said, I have told you these things. So that you may have peace in
you.
In the world there's trouble. But I have overcome the world. Brothers and sisters, we stand in this generation.
真的，我们若是仔细的、严格来说的时候，我们有时候就不晓得到底路在哪一个地方。Strictly
speaking, we really do not know where the path is.
但是我们的主，他乃是全能的主。Our
Lord is the Almighty Lord.
他乃是奇妙确实。He
is the wonderful counselor.
他乃是和平的君。He is
the Prince of Peace. And also the everlasting
Father. 让我们来到他的面前,
Let's come before Him.
让我们在这一个特别的节气的里面,
In this special season,
我们要得着他,
we need to receive Him.
我们若是真正愿意接受他,
if we are willing to truly receive Him,
只要开我们的心门,
just open up the heart, our
说,
heart.
主啊, 我需要你,
and Lord, I need you.
求你做我的主,
May you become my Lord.
求你住在我的心中,
May you dwell within my heart.
我愿意接受你做我的主,
I want to receive you as my Lord.
我愿意做你的,我, 请你做我的救主,
to become my Savior.
我们低头做祷告,
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢赞美,
dear Lord, we praise and thank you.
主啊, 本来我们实在是不配得着你这样的恩典。
We originally not worthy of this grace.
因着你的爱，乐意把这恩典赐给了我们。
But because of your love, you give us this grace.
你自己为我们付上了代价。
You have paid the price for us.
不单你生来在地上。
Not only that, you were born on this earth.
成了你我给我们一样的婴孩。
You become a child just like you and I.
并且你生长在拿撒勒。
You were born in Nazareth.
大家30岁的时候就出来传神的福音。
At age 30, you spread the gospel.
虽然有许许多多人反对你。
Many people opposed you.
虽然有许许多多人藐视你。
Even though many people despise you.
但是你是神的儿子。
But you are the Son of God.
你是基督。
You are Christ.
你是神所差来的先知。
You are the prophet that's sent by God.
你是神所差来的大祭司,
You're the high priest that was sent by God.
你也是父神所差来的君王,
You're also the king that was sent by the Father.
做我们的救主,
that give us a way out.
也做我们的主,
to become our Lord and Savior.
也做我们的君王,
to become our king.
感恩你的恩典临到我们当中的,
May your grace come upon us.
若是有人愿意来到你的面前,
if anyone is willing to come before you,
你就进入他的心中,
you will enter their hearts,
与他们同住,
to dwell with them,
成了以马内利,
become Emmanuel,
成了耶稣,
become Jesus,
要拯救我们从罪恶里出来,
to save us from sin,
祝福你自己的话语,
may you bless your words,
但愿圣灵把你的话再一次向我们诉说,
May the Spirit will teach us again.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.